Hey, it's Eloise here. Welcome to Intuition Talks podcast. Sorry, I've been a bit distant the last couple of months. After weeks of just posting every week, I've had a bit of a break. No idea why. I always follow my intuition, and sometimes when I'm not feeling in that flow, I don't do it. So it ended up being a long break. So apologies to those of you who have been missing me. But I'm back, so we'll see. See how long for. No, genuinely, I'm going to try and post every week now. So, we are in June already, 2019. I can't believe how quickly this year is flowing and going and moving through. And yeah, it's been a lot happening. I'm very excited. My intuition has been kicking up a few amazing group sessions, which I'm not just planning out for this coming July, but also September's has come up, and some more intuition-based sessions have been bubbling. So there will be Intuition Talks kind of 2 coming out. If you don't know what Intuition Talks is, well, obviously, this name of this podcast, but it's also the name of an online course that I have, and some other things are named after that as well. So if you're interested in taking your intuition to the next level and upgrading it, check out intuitiontalks.com for more info on that course. But there is going to be some other stuff bubbling around for autumn 2019, so I'm very excited. And partly what's been driving that is an ongoing kind of conversation. And I know I've touched on this many times in these audios and in all my courses, but a lot of people come to courses expecting everything to be fixed. And certainly with our intuition, you know, it's like, oh, it's people have this perception that it's cloudy, or they don't know how to trust it, and they're not living through it. And it's not a quick fix. Yeah, sometimes, you know, if I get people in a room for a weekend, I can completely show them how amazing their intuition is. You know, and I love doing that because people just get really like, wow, I can do that. You know, it's like 2 days ago, I thought that was impossible and I've just done something really cool. So, you know, I mean, I can take people to this amazing realization about what's possible with their intuition. And then they go back home and they don't use it. And I'm like, are you an idiot? But life gets in the way. We get out of habits, and it fascinates me how some people just run with things and some people don't. And I think that always comes down to our kind of inner kind of like thing about how good we are and how much we can do and how, you know, how much we trust ourselves in life. And the more we trust ourselves in life and trust our intuition, the more that can take us and the further that can take us in life. And so, as I always say, the best tool for trusting your intuition is just to trust it and not to question it and to go with it. And so even for me, the last couple of months, I've been wanting to come up with podcast ideas, and I've had ideas while I'm in the bath and things, and then of course I'm not near my phone to record them, and then I get out of the bath and then a couple of hours later I'm like, oh, I had a really good idea. Nope, can't remember it. So it's like just trusting that, you know, maybe I needed a break from it to re-engage with it again and come up with, you know, come from a different place. You know, I don't know what the big reason is why I've been quiet on here, but I'm not beating myself up about it. I'm just going with it and just trusting that in the end, you know, if I'm still drawn to do these, there's a reason for it and people are going to get something out of it. And that lights me up. I'm excited by that. So, yeah, we just got to trust 100% and, you know, and go with it. And that's the thing with life. We've got to go with the flow. We talk about that a lot, and people think if they're going with the flow, they're never going to hit a bump or a brick in the river, or, you know, get their eye caught in a twig. But, you know, there are going to be bumps, there are going to be challenges in life, but if we can navigate those and flow through those and flow with them And get the lessons or the life lesson or whatever it is, the reason why you've attracted that issue and challenge and move forward, things get so much more easy. And I'm all about having an easy life. But, you know, as we flow through life and just kind of go with it, you know, we change, our circumstances change, what we want changes, and that's fine. You know, we're developing and growing and changing all the time. You're never the person that you were yesterday. And so to expect our intuition to be the same every day and to not try and play with it or try and move forward with it or expand it or upgrade it or whatever you want to do. The reason often why we don't take that next step with our intuition or start to utilize and trust it more is because we're stuck in this paradigm that how things were yesterday and how they were last week and how they were last month is all the same. And so my future is going to be from that same energy as well. But it's really not. It's like things are constantly changing, things are constantly evolving, and so is our intuition. And whether we're using it or not, it's still developing. And that's something I think that people don't always understand. You know, we're evolving, you know, whether we're trying to and, you know, on a spiritual path and developing ourselves and kind of actively doing it, or if we're not, we're still developing and our intuition is still developing and opening. And we're still using it, even if we don't think we're using it, because constantly we're reading rooms, we're reading people's like mindset or their thoughts on a subtle level all the time. You know, we feel into things. We know when people aren't telling us the truth. We know, you know, we're picking up things on a subtle level all the time. It's our intuition doing that. That's what we can label that as. And so we're constantly evolving it. We're constantly using it. So why not actively engage with your intuition today? Make some time for it. Spend some time with it. Sit with it. Have a bath. Relax in the bath. Keep a pen by your pen and paper, maybe nearby so you can write things down. But, you know, go with it and play with the intuition and work with it. You know, if you're drawn to do something, to expand it or upgrade it, go and investigate that, whether that's a course with me or someone else. There's so many great people out there talking about intuition. And, you know, you've got to work with the people that you're drawn to. Follow your intuition on that too, you know. Always guiding me. Like I wanted to take a class recently, and I actually went on the course the other day, and the instructor said to me, why did you pick this course? Was it because the date worked for you, or was it because of me? And I'm like, well, both, because there were about five people I could have organized my diary around scheduling to attend their class, but out of all of them, she was the one that I wanted to take the class with. And I'm always fascinated, well, why did I want to take the class with her? But there was something unique that she gave me that day that actually I can use in all of my therapy work. It was just like one little nuance, one little insight that I got from her. I went, oh, okay, thank you for that. That's why I'm here. And, you know, it's a course I've attended before with other people. So it wasn't like I was there to learn all of the content and get like a massive aha. But there were little things and nuggets that I learned from everything, that I learn from everyone in every interaction every day, that feeds me, that nourishes me, that helps me develop and kind of expand myself and my understanding. So it's a fascinating journey we have in life. And like honouring and following our intuition is such a beautiful way of living. And every day I'm like, okay, what's the energy of today like? Is this a productive day? Is this a day where I need to nurture me more? Is it a day where I'm going to be like moving forward in massive goals? Do I just need to sit and meditate and access my intuition that way? Are things going to pop up to kind of catch my attention? You know, just kind of even at the beginning of the day, just sensing into it and honouring that, going with it, and then following the energy of the day all day long and our intuition is so incredible. It's such a beautiful way of living and very freeing. So don't beat yourself up about how your intuition's been in the past. Don't beat yourself up about how your life's been in the past, because you're a different person today. You're a different person just for listening to this audio. So create something new in life. Go and do something. Be that new version of you. You're not the same person you were yesterday. Go out and play with your intuition, expand your world, and look out for those little insights that you gain on your way around. Anyway, have a great week. Take care. Lots of love. Bye.